Luke chapter 22. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching, and the senior priests and the scribes were looking for a way to eliminate him, for they were afraid of the people. Meanwhile, Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was one of the 12 in number. And he went away and spoke with the senior priests and chief magistrates on how he could deliver him to them, at which they were delighted, and they agreed to give him money. So he fully complied and looked for an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then the day of the unleavened bread came, on which it was necessary for the Passover lamb to be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John off, and he said, "Go and prepare the Passover lamb for us, so that we can eat it." Then they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" He then said to them, "As you go into the city, you will see that a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house where he goes in, and say to the master of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the lodging where I can eat the Passover lamb with my disciples?' And that man will show you a large upper room, ready set up. Prepare it there." Then they went off and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover lamb. And when the hour had come, he reclined at table, as did the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have really longed to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering. For I say to you, I will no longer partake of it at all, until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he received the cup, and he gave thanks, and said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not be drinking any of the produce of the vine at all until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave some to them, and he said, "This is my body, which is being given on behalf of you. Do this as a memorial to me." Then, similarly, he took the cup after dining and said, "This cup is the new covenant by my blood, which is shed for you. But mark this, the hand of him with me who will betray me is on the table." So the Son of Man proceeds according to what has been determined. But woe to that man through whom he is betrayed. Then they began to inquire among themselves as to which of them was the one about to do this. Moreover, a rivalry arose among them as to which of them was considered the greatest. So he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles have dominion over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But don't you be like that. Rather, let the greatest among you become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater, he who reclines at table or he who serves? Surely he who reclines. Yet I am in your midst as the servant. But you are the ones who have remained with me throughout in my trials. And I assign a kingdom to you in accordance with how my Father has assigned it to me, so that you may eat and drink at my table, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, see how Satan has made a claim on you all, so as to sift you like grain. But I have pleaded for you, that your faith might not fail. So once you have come to yourself, strengthen your brothers." Then he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go both to prison and to death with you." But he said, "I say to you, Peter, the cock definitely will not crow today before you have denied three times that you know me." Furthermore, he said to them, "When I sent you out without wallet or purse or footwear, did you lack anything?" They then said, "No, nothing." However, he said to them, "But now, he who has a wallet must take it, and likewise also a purse. And he who does not have one must sell his cloak and buy a sword. For I say to you that this scripture must still be fulfilled in me, the passage, 'And he was reckoned among the lawless.' and indeed the things concerning me are coming to completion. Then they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. But he said to them, It is enough. And he went out, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, Pray that you do not enter into temptation. Then he withdrew about a stone's throw from them, and he knelt down and prayed. And he said, Father, if you are willing to remove this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. But being in agony, he prayed all the more intensely. Furthermore, his sweat had become like clots of blood falling to the ground. Then he arose from prayer and went to the disciples and found them lying asleep from sorrow. So he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you do not enter into temptation. Now while he was still speaking, a crowd happened to come, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was going in front of them, and he approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Then when those around him had seen what was about to happen, they said to him, Lord, should we strike them with the sword? Then a certain one of them struck the high priest's servant and took off his right ear. But Jesus replied and said, Leave it at that. Then he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the senior priests and chief magistrates of the temple and elders who had come against him, Have you come out with swords and sticks, as if against a thief? When I was with you in the temple each day, you did not stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour, and the authority of darkness. But they seized him and led him away, and they brought him into the house of the high priest. Meanwhile, Peter was following at a distance. As they had lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and were sitting together, Peter went there and sat in among them. But when a certain maidservant saw him sitting in the firelight, she looked at him intently and said, This man was also with him. But he denied him and said, Madam, I don't know him. And after a short time another person saw him and said, You are also of their company. But Peter said, No, I am not, sir. Then after about 1 hour had passed, a certain other person made positive assertions and said, This man was truly with him as well, and indeed he is a Galilean. But Peter said, Sir, I don't know what you are talking about. And immediately, while he was still talking, the cock crowed. Then the Lord turned round and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord's words when he said to him, Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Then Peter went outside and wept bitterly. Next, the men who were holding Jesus mocked him, flogging him, and they blindfolded him and would strike him on the face, and then question him, saying, Prophesy, who is it who struck you? And they kept speaking many other blasphemies against him. Then when day had come, the council of the elders of the people met, consisting of senior priests and scribes, and they led him up to their Sanhedrin council and said, Are you the Christ? Tell us. He then said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe it at all. And if I question you, you certainly won't answer me or release me. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. Then they all said, So you are the Son of God, then. And he said to them, You say I am. Then they said, Why do we still need a testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his mouth.